Good morning, afternoon, or night, whenever you happen to be listening to this. I hope you're having a wonderful day. This is In Progress, a devotional podcast. We're all familiar with the story of Solomon and how he came to be the wisest man alive, right? God appeared to him in a dream and he asked him basically, if you could have anything, what would it be? Think about that. If God appeared to you right now and asked you, what do you want? What would you say? I don't mean what would Solomon say, what would you ask God for right now? It could be anything, financial stability, healing in your marriage, the salvation of a loved one, personal healing, a reminder that he is with you always. What would you ask God for right now if he was right here in front of you? Don't worry about not being worthy or who am I to ask God for anything. Solomon wasn't perfect. So here's how it went between Solomon and God. 1 Kings 3:9. Give me an understanding heart so that I can govern your people well and know the difference between right and wrong. For who by himself is able to govern this great people of yours? The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for wisdom. So God replied, because you have asked for wisdom in governing my people with justice and have not asked for a long life or wealth or the death of your enemies, I will give you what you asked for. I will give you a wise and understanding heart, such as no one else has had or ever will have. And I will also give you what you did not ask for, riches and fame. No other king in all the world will be compared to you for the rest of your life. And if you follow me and obey my decrees and my commands, as your father David did, I will give you long life. The first thing on this new king's mind was not riches and fame. He understood that he would need wisdom more than anything. And so God gave him everything else a king could want and need because Solomon chose the best thing. This reminds me of the verse in Matthew 6:33 where Jesus tells us, but seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Solomon sought out God's righteousness and the things of God's kingdom in that moment, and the Lord blessed him with so much more. He sought out God's heart, his mind, and was blessed. And that's the lesson for us today. The Lord knows the desires of our hearts, but the main desire needs to be a thirst for his wisdom, his righteousness, to be closer to the heart and mind of God. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Again, those are similar words to what Christ said, and they echo what happened the moment Solomon asked God for wisdom. When we make the mind and heart of God our primary pursuit, there's so much more he will give us too. As always, thanks for listening. Keep up the faith walk. And remember, we are all in progress. Peace.